The text for our sermon this morning, in the context of the gospel, the passion of our Lord being read, we also follow our Wednesday pattern, completing our psalm, Psalm 41. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up that I may repay them. God's grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me, raise me up that I may repay them. We consider this verse and wonder how this shows forth its completion in Jesus. This verse tonight, it really does seem to fit David more than it might fit Jesus. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me. When someone asks for grace, well, it's usually because they acknowledge that they don't deserve what they're asking for. In 2 Samuel, when David's son from the affair with Bathsheba, when God told him the son would die, when David was mourning and repenting in sackcloth and ashes for his son, David said, "Who knows? Maybe the boy will live and God will be gracious to me." David knew what he deserved. Or even us, when we turn to somebody, we don't like how they're treating us, we say, "Why don't you extend me some grace?" Too often, though, we kind of say it just in an offhand way. It's not really genuine. Too often, when we ask for grace, it's to manipulate rather than being truly repentant. Too often, we move to ask for grace, but we don't look to first remedy the wrong that we've done. We first ask for a little grace before we repent too often. It seems today that David recognizes and he says, "Lord, I don't deserve to be lifted up. Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up. I know I don't deserve to be lifted up, O Lord. But because I know it is in your character to be gracious, to be merciful, to be kind, Lord, answer my prayer." This way of hearing David speak this psalm implies that when he asks to be raised up, that he's asking sort of for a reversal of all the bad stuff that's happened in this psalm. As we've gone through Wednesday by Wednesday, it's all been bad news. Raise me up certainly has the idea that David is looking for something good to happen, a victory of sorts, just something to go my way, God, please. He would like this so that he can repay all his enemies for what they've done. "Oh, but Pastor, I thought we aren't supposed to repay evil with evil." David's been betrayed, he's been gossiped about. They said, "When will he die and his name disappear?" David's just asking for a win. But remember, this isn't a sin for David to ask to repay his enemies. Remember, because David is a king, he's been given authority by God to punish the wicked. David's vengeance, his repayment that he's asking for, is not a sin, but he's asking for God to give out his vengeance. Remember, we hear the passage that God says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord." The king and all authorities are in God's hands in this world. They're there to keep evil at bay, to punish wicked doers, to keep chaos and the devil in check. This is why we're told in the New Testament, "Obey your kings and pray for them." We are warned not to cross the authorities, for they are God's ministers. David is praying to be a faithful minister of God to punish the wicked doers. We've also discussed throughout Psalm 41 how it doesn't just apply to David, but it also applies to Christ, that Christ fulfills this psalm. How does Jesus pray this prayer? How can he pray the petition, "But you, O Lord, be gracious to me, raise me up that I may repay them"? How could Jesus pray this petition even tonight as he's being nailed on the cross? What would this petition look like? We can hear these petitions from the lips of Jesus first because the request is made to God, or in the Hebrew, it's Yahweh. The English word Lord that is translated here, it can be a little misleading because we connect it with Jesus so often, and it's right to do that, of course. But the term here, this petition, is directed toward the covenant name of God, Yahweh. And so we can see this petition that Jesus would pray to God. Jesus was known to speak this way in the Gospels. Remember, he said, "I am going to your God and my God." So when we hear the title Lord in this petition today, it doesn't disqualify Jesus from being able to pray it, because the Hebrew, it's actually Yahweh. David uses the name Yahweh as the covenant name to remind God that he made a promise to his people to be with them, to help them. So in essence, today David is saying, God, remember your promise that you made by using the name Yahweh. But what about this matter of asking for grace? Remember, grace is undeserved favor. If anyone would deserve grace and rescue, it would be Jesus. Of course, he never sinned. But I think our reading from Philippians 2 from this past Sunday can help us out. Why would Jesus ask for God to be gracious to him? How can that work? Well, Philippians 2 told us that even though Jesus was in the form of God, he did not count equality with God as something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. Jesus doesn't ask for rescue based on his merit. But even though he knows he never sinned, he knows that he deserves to be rescued, he still only asks his Father for rescue based on the Father's character. All throughout his life, Jesus never looked at the Father and said, "How dare you do this to me? I don't deserve one bit." Jesus never accused the Father of wrongdoing, but he always prayed, trusting in God's character. We also see this in the wilderness when Jesus is tempted, when he's tempted with making bread from stones since he's hungry. Jesus doesn't then ask the Father for bread because he says, "Look how good I've been." No, Jesus answers and says, "Man does not live on bread alone, but every word of God." Even though he was hungry and he knew that he could die of starvation if the Father had seen fit for this to be his hour, Jesus knows he can trust his Father. Jesus doesn't demand. In other words, Jesus knows that living by faith is where true life is found, even if that means we suffer. We can also see this psalm today as Christological in the phrase, "raise me up" or "lift me up." For what purpose was our Lord lifted up? We know David was asked, or we assumed that when David asked to be lifted up, we assumed it was for something good, and indeed it is. But consider when Jesus asks to be lifted up. How did our Lord ask to be lifted up so that he may repay somebody? Here is the amazing thing with this psalm today. Jesus wanted to be raised up on his cross. Jesus wanted to be raised up onto something that we do everything we can to avoid. He wanted to receive suffering. He wanted to die so he could repay his enemies. Interesting way to repay your enemy. Jesus wanted to be raised up so that he could be a faithful king. The Lord our God has worked vengeance among his enemies in a manner that is completely foreign to our sinful flesh. When we think of vengeance, very rarely do we think of giving our own life for our enemies. And think of all the times the scriptures speak of raise me up or lifted up. And it's not always about life. It's not always about something we might consider good. When the scriptures speak about raising up, they're speaking about death. And tonight, that mystery comes full circle and is fulfilled. Raising up is a reference to our Lord's cross. John loves this phrase and uses it time and time again in his gospel. In John chapter 3, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Then again in John chapter 8, Jesus said, when you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He. Lifting up, or the raising up, when our Lord takes this psalm upon His lips, is in reference to His crucifixion. But it wasn't just the New Testament. Today, even in Isaiah, you heard it in the Old Testament. Isaiah said, He shall be high and lifted up. His appearance so marred beyond human semblance. His form beyond that of children of mankind, so shall He sprinkle many nations. Jesus explains in John chapter 12 again, too, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. Our Lord, when He takes this psalm, He teaches us to see where our victories should be. When we too can pick up our cross and follow Him. And then, what does Jesus mean that I may repay them? As a faithful king, who are His enemies? What does vengeance look like for the God of all the universe? Indeed, we know that all who've done wicked in this life, those who've lived in open and unrepentant sin, they are the Lord's enemies. They will face a judgment on the last day when Christ returns that will cause the world to be speechless. But the revenge that Jesus is speaking of here today is a revenge upon His true enemy. Remember, mankind is not the enemy of God. Jesus is seeking vengeance on His true enemy, the devil, sin, and death. All the enemies of God who've misled us, who've tempted us, who've caused us to doubt our Lord's provision. God's not seeking revenge on you. Jesus, by dying, defeats His enemy. His being lifted up is so that He may be placed in the tomb. Jesus repays His enemies by dying, that I may repay them, Jesus says. Jesus repays the devil and his enemies. Remember, we do not fight against flesh and blood, but the spiritual principalities of this world, we are told. And tonight, even Jesus said to Pilate, "My kingdom is not of this world." Jesus gets revenge on the devil and even our sinful flesh by rescuing us from sin and death. He gets revenge on the devil by stealing us back, by pulling us from death and the devil's grip, by forgiving us, by dying on the cross. That's Jesus' vengeance, being raised 3 days later. This is God's revenge for you. Because it is here that the enemy who thought he had won the day, who thought he was on to an easy victory, it's here that he is turned around backwards and rendered powerless. God's revenge is to forgive you, to make you innocent, to erase all that's been done against you, to erase all that you've done against others. Tonight, we remember that our Lord asked to be lifted up and die so that He may bring vengeance not upon us, but upon the devil, sin, and even death. So when you ask to be lifted up, that you may be lifted from the grave, that you may be resurrected, that all the world may see the vengeance that God has met out for your sins, not against you, but against the devil, because they're not yours anymore. They don't belong to you. So on your deathbed, it's almost as if God is tempting the devil, saying, go ahead, work your best against them. I will show you my vengeance when I raise them up on the last day. May the peace of God, which surpasses all your understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.